we have to get into to try and prevent people from attending the A&E. And a lot of the cases that are possibly on hospital beds at the minute, that are on trolleys at the minute, they could be dealt with elsewhere. I mean, we as GPs also have certain problems in that we refer quite a number of patients to the hospital. Perhaps, well, I always say, but not because we can't. We have to, in the interest of the patient, because we have also been denied certain tests that we would normally had. You know, for example, fecal occult bloods. We used to have tests for those. We could actually, you know, send away tests. We could do troponin tests for people who came in with chest pain. In other words, you come in to me with a chest pain, and I've got a bit of suspicion about it. Okay, I can do a troponin test, which would indicate whether you are actually having an angina or a minor heart attack. But all those tests are there. I can't sit in somebody who's got a chest pain. I need to have those tests available to me. And there are areas like that. If you know what I mean, there are certain tests that are actually have been taken from the general practitioner that he could use to perhaps prevent a number of those people ending up. The people that are on the trolleys are obviously people who are very, very sick, and the only situation you could manage there would be to provide beds, to open up wards that may be closed.